Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want to listen, thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later on in the program, speaking of the arts with Robert DeWalt, rather than Robert Knott, and Diane Karp will be here telling us a little bit about, just for a few minutes, about what's going on at the Santa Fe Art Institute. Right now, I would like to welcome Tom Romero. He is the president of El Museo Cultural, and Robert Sin is a volunteer there. Robert Sin, man about town. And they are here to talk about an event that is coming up, which is very interesting. But at first, I would like to thank you both so much for showing up in formal dinnerware.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
It's only breakfast time. So what?
Santa Fe style.
Santa Fe style, indeed. The bolo tux. So you are hosting a series of conversations, not one, but four, all happening on Tuesday nights in April. Not April Fool's Day, April 1st, but the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. And it's called Cuatro Conversaciones en el Museo, Four Conversations in El Museo. What's it all about? What's the idea for this set of conversations?
It came about because I have had a sense that there are certain things in the community that we don't talk about. They're not particularly secrets, but they're like taboo subjects. Some of them are cultural issues. And I wanted to create an opportunity for people to come in and from various parts of the community and attempt to explain themselves to one another. You may or may not know, I was a social worker here for 23 years. And I started working in 1967. And I came to a very different Santa Fe then from the one which is perceived to be the Santa Fe of today, which, in my opinion, tends to exclude really tens of thousands of people who live here sort of invisibly and I believe need a chance to make their presence known.
So the conversations, whom are you inviting? I mean, obviously all of our listeners now, but I take it you want to get all different sort of ethnic groups, ages.
Right. I call what we're doing, I call it shooting in the dark. We obviously invite people we know already, people we think would be interested. But the whole point of coming on the radio here is to reach people we don't know who may be carrying something around with them that they want to express, that they haven't had an opportunity to express about their town, their perceptions of their town, their feelings, that sort of thing.
What about you, Tom? Do you feel like there's a lot of things going unexpressed in the conversations you have with people or in Santa Fe?
Well, I think more than just the unexpressed, I think there are a lot of things that people are yearning to say and they're yearning to talk about. We had, 2 years ago, we had a one-evening conversation. We did it on the 160th anniversary of it was the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo date, but it was actually looking at when Santa Fe had been conquered, and it was the beginning of a series that we had that summer that we called Children of Conquest. And it was one of those evenings of conversation where we had probably about 40, 50 people that showed up. And there were people that were new to Santa Fe, there were people that were historians, and just the overall conversation and the attention that people gave to each other's points of view seemed to touch a spot that everybody was interested in and concerned about. A couple of months ago, we had a conversation that centered around Leonard Peltier. And it's been something that we have done at El Museo over the years. This April, in fact, is our 10th anniversary being in El Museo, in that facility. And we've had over the years just a series of conversations. We did a conversation, a video conference with artists in Cuba, as you know, you were
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's right.
And it seems to be something that El Museo can offer. It's a space, kind of an island, where people can come in and talk about things. And Robert has been kind of a conscience and a prod for us in many respects, asking us to consider these types of issues, both the disenfranchisement, the changes in Santa Fe, things that each wave of newcomer addresses and brings to the equation. You know, there are different ways of interacting, and we've just tried to establish a place where this can happen, kind of like what you do here on your show. You know, it's a little bit noisier here than at Edmund City, and you have coffee.
But you're not going to have coffee?
Well, we will. Probably
will. Oh, you will have
coffee.
Yeah, okay.
It's just it's in the evening. Most people like to have something else.
Chamomile tea or or something else.
Yeah.
So the one of the questions that's being posed in this set of four conversations is, what has Santa Fe lost? What has Santa Fe gained? Let's open up that actual question to the two of you. What has Santa Fe lost and gained?
Well, there will obviously be, you know, differing opinions about that.
No.
My experience has been that there are people here pretty much silently grieving for their perceptions of what the things that have been lost. And one of the projects that we have going on, it's just in development, is a documentary that has just started. It's called La Tierra de Mis Abuelos.
And the land of my grandparents.
Right. And we are interviewing, videoing residents of the area to hear about their lives and what they have to say. And one of the things coming through is the sense of loss.
What specifically? Loss of what?
Well, part of it is a loss of traditional cultural values that have existed here, a loss of a sense of community, also a loss of neighbors. People, the tradition here is that you had neighbors for generations, and because of various things in the real estate market and whatever, people have lost their neighbors who they assumed would be parts of their lives forever. And so there is a sadness about this that people have expressed. And we hope to bring this out in a more public, more visible way. The first gentleman that we've videoed is Mr. Valentin Valdez, who is about 83 years old now. He's a lifelong resident of Apodaca Hill. And he started his life as a goat herd.
In that area.
Right.
In that area, right.
Right. And spent part of the year up in the mountains with the goats. And he talks so beautifully about his experiences there with nature and the way things were in that day. He also went into the Army in World War II, and that took him out of the country. He was in, I believe, New Guinea and the Philippines. He served as an interpreter in the Philippines because he was fluent in Spanish. And he talks about coming back as a veteran to Santa Fe and how he was perceived then and treated in a way that he didn't think was quite fair in terms of the service he had given to his country. And then he's really a phenomenal character. He got very involved successfully a few years ago in the issue of the justice for property tax justice, getting people's property taxes to be more equitable when they were on limited incomes. And so we're very glad to give him this exposure, and he is planning to come to the conversations.
Part of the issue, Mary Charlotte, is, and I like the phrase that we're using for that. I interviewed Mr. Valdez in Spanish. He's more comfortable speaking in that language, and he obviously was talking about the things that he has lost, the connections to the community, the way that he used to walk from Apodaca Hill downtown, the way that the community came together in many different ways. And a lot of this, when we say La Tierra de Mis Abuelos, you know, it's as you might expect, like my grandparents, they were the people who lived here. not just Santa Fe, but in northern New Mexico and in the smaller communities, there are a few pockets that remain where people live still the way that they used to before. But more and more, they're being driven out, and the cultural connection to the land, to the family, to values that that were there.
What are some of those specific values?
Well, there's a value of openness, a value of welcoming, a value of self-sufficiency, a value of caring for each other, a community type of value, those types of things that you would see. When Robert was telling me last night about some of the stories he's heard about where in the old neighborhoods, you know, people might come around and say, that wall I built, you know, it might be part of a room in a house that you're living in, or people have lived in some houses for hundreds of years. Mr. Valdez, when I interviewed him, also talked about how he started with a small house and how he added to it, and then he dug the ground and built the adobe and kept on going. His son is on a property now that's right next to him. But more and more, people are being driven away from those things. And the sadness is not so much that that's passing, although that is something that we can think about. The sadness is that the current generation of residents who are their descendants really have nothing to cling to. You know, they are being absorbed sometimes into the mainstream and sometimes not. Sometimes they're going fighting. And these are the social issues that are not talked about. And what we've seen in a number of these, like in the Peltier conversation that we had, there was a young man who stood up. He said, well, this is open mic, I want to talk about it. And very eloquently talked about how there should be more attention to education. And he was talking about it as a kid from the barrio, you know, who is trying to raise his child and not really getting the opportunity. There are these passions that are running very deep, and they're just in the city of Santa Fe. It's somewhat glossed over. You know, we have brand new buildings, brand new everything, and that tends to be a problem and a sore spot with major segments of the population. So, we expect through this conversation, we really aren't trying to save anyone, which is an important thing. But we are hoping that people will open up and that they will feel comfortable being able to discuss these things. And as they go out into the community, individually or as groups or whatever, that they will begin to understand what it is that makes Santa Fe, you know, the underpinning of Santa Fe as precious as it is.
I had a conversation with somebody yesterday that I'm going to actually air on Monday, who is a writer who is moving away from Flagstaff, which has gone the way of Santa Fe in many respects, including real estate and so on, and has decided to move to a small town by the Mojave Desert where there's a military base and therefore never will be gentrified. That was the only place she could find that she felt was safe from that, which I thought was interesting, because the way Santa Fe has gone is the way so many towns and cities in the United States have also gone, with analogous losses from, you know, coast to coast from Canada to Mexico.
Right. And you see it. There are people who talk about the old neighborhoods now that were cut in half. They were rent asunder, as they say, when St. Francis Drive was plowed right through the middle of these old neighborhoods that were along Agua Fria and Hickox, the old Hickox Street that became Paseo de Peralta. The rail yard started being developed, and all of a sudden the rail yard district is very hot, you know, so people are buying up these houses, rebuilding them, and now it's become the place to be. And this seems to happen over and over in many different places. The east side, what used to be very much rural, even when I was growing up here, on Cerro Gordo and all these places, now you can't even afford to touch any of that property.
Barely afford to drive in.
You can't do that, and it's all dirt. It's not paved even, so you have to have a four-wheel drive to get around, you know, obviously. But these are the kinds of things that are happening in Santa Fe, and the divide the divide is now what's going south. You know, everything is going south. And that is something that needs to be talked about as more and more development happens in the city and as people try to continue to live together in this community.
I think another group of people who might really enjoy or benefit from going to this dialogue are, in fact, relatively new arrivals who, in fact, have bought some of these expensive properties and who would like to know maybe how they can integrate into the community better, because the complaint is that some of these new folks are, if not in a gated community necessarily, but still in a very much of an isolated place, and they're not making friends with their neighbors or the people who've lived here for a long time.
It's very, very difficult, in my opinion, for many of us when we're new here to cross those lines. And I was very fortunate because my job required me to cross the lines. So what we're doing is giving people of goodwill, conscience who want to do this, an easier way to do it, to create these opportunities for these conversations and to connect with people that they might not know or meet otherwise.
I mean, and I think the potential strength of a conversation like this is that it's a safe space for anybody who wants to speak, and you won't be judged.
That's right.
Right, and actually the location of El Museo is really good. As you know, we're right across the tracks from Site Santa Fe, you know, so there's that sector of the population that likes to go over there, and they can cross the tracks. And now with the...
You're on the other side of the tracks,
we're
Tom.
We're on the other side of the tracks of from Site Santa Fe. We're also on the other side of the tracks from the new Farmers Market building. And one of the things that did happen over the last 6 years, we had the Farmers Market in El Museo during the winter. And that offered an opportunity for people to come in and to look at what is happening in our facility and to engage often in many conversations. It was a good way to bring people together. The act of sharing food, as you know, is very basic in many cultures, and it's a way of coming together. And so we are hoping that this is going to be something that grows. It is not just a one-time thing. This April is our 10th year at El Museo on the rail yard, and so we expect over the next couple of years to begin to bring a lot more people in and lots of conversations about different aspects of the community.
And these conversations, cuatro conversaciones, and you don't have to speak Spanish, and you also don't have to speak English.
Exactly.
If you're
going
to go to these.
Right.
You can speak either one or both. There'll be
translation. We'll make every effort to have people understood and helped if necessary.
And that's on Tuesdays, April 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th from 7 to 9 at El Museo Cultural. It's no charge. And the two of you and Maria Martinez will be...
Facilitating. Right,
and hopefully not introducing too many opinions.
Mm-hmm.
No. We actually want to hear other people.
Oh, okay. Well, so be it. And thank you both very much for being here today. El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe is at 1615 Paseo de Peralta, and the number over there is 992-0591, and people can call for more information.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a little break right now. Please stay tuned to KSFR. I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She is the director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Is this
Good morning,
the first
Santa
time,
Fe.
Is this the first time you've been on this show?
Yes, and I'm very nervous.
we have featured the work of many of the events at the Santa Fe Art Institute because there's so much going on there. And I have to say, perhaps a little bit of my own bias is showing, but they are having a salsa event next weekend. I wanted to let people know about it. I wanted you to let people know about it.
Basically, the salsa event is our first ever big fundraiser. It is in coordination with our program this year, and the program is about the ways in which culture moves and the ways in which people and ideas take that culture with them around the world. And salsa is a phenomenon that was actually created in New York City by immigrants and by Black African Americans in Harlem, and it's a phenomenon that most people always think about as Latino music, and in fact it has Latino roots, but it is the Puerto Ricans who moved to New York City who really developed the salsa music and the salsa dance style that then moved all over the world. And so,
yeah, it originated in New York, which I think is so great because you think of it as Venezuelan, you know, Colombian, Cuban, Puerto Rican, but New York is the place, is the epicenter from which it all spread out.
Absolutely. And it spread not only as a New York phenomenon, but the phenomenon of having immigrants in another nation develop their own vernacular sounds.
And their children.
And their children, absolutely. And have it take the world by storm. It's sort of the musical hula hoop, if you will.
So, Jose Obando is a musicologist. He calls himself a museologist because he was the executive director of the Salsa Museum in New York, and he works with the Metropolitan Museum collection of musical instruments on the Caribbean Amerindian instrument collection, which I actually had a long conversation with him the other day, part of which is going to be aired on Thursday of next week, which I think is interesting in a way that's transcendent even to people who might not know or care that much about salsa. I thought I knew something about salsa, and I learned a great deal from this gentleman. But he's going to be here doing what?
Well, this weekend coming, not the weekend that we're about to start tomorrow,
but
April 5th, 6th, and 7th, Jose Obando and a couple of members of the Harlem Salsa, Spanish Harlem Orchestra, are going to be here to introduce the entire community to the phenomenon of salsa, to the music, to the instruments, to the history, and to the actual sound and the dance. And on Saturday, April 5th, in the afternoon, we're offering a salsa workshop. So anyone who would like to put a very small amount of money down on the table can come and learn to salsa with some astoundingly gifted people, including Jose Obando and the famous DJ Carlota, who is going to be there to sort of...
My evil twin.
Your evil twin. And Carlos Mora and some of his very, very gifted students and dancers. And so anyone who really wants to just get down and relax and learn how to salsa can do that. And then on Saturday night, our first ever benefit is called Salsa Night at the Santa Fe Art Institute. And we've been selling wonderful tickets. And if anyone would like to support the Art Institute, they're not expensive. There's going to be great food, great dance, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful music that's being spun by your evil twin, DJ Carlotta. And it'll be an evening of great excitement. We also have an auction that's gone online, and if anyone would like to see what is happening at the auction site, you can call the Art Institute and get all of that information. There's wonderful art that's been given to the Art Institute that we really need to move on to other collectors from famous artists around the world. And we're also going to have some wonderful photographs that were made by artists in residence at the Art Institute that'll be on the walls and will be for sale.
And so that's a whole auction, dance party, food, drink, etc. on Saturday night, the 5th of April. And then on Monday, there's another event.
Monday night at 6 o'clock, Jose Obando and his cohorts are going to do a lecture demonstration on the history of salsa, and they'll have instruments with them and perform the origins and the transformations that happened as salsa really grew out of Harlem and moved out into the world.
And that's at Tipton Hall?
Tipton Hall at 6 o'clock on Monday night the 7th. So
Tipton Hall being on the campus
of
the College of Santa Fe, right next to the Santa Fe Art Institute.
Absolutely.
For more information, 424-5050 or sfai.org, SFAI being Santa Fe Art Institute.
And the thing that's really exciting that I'm delighted to talk about is we set aside a whole group of tickets to the salsa evening, to the benefit, for artists and writers who live and work in Santa Fe. And there are a limited number of tickets for a very small amount of money. So anyone who would like to join our benefit will be able to do so because we've carefully considered the fact that benefits are to raise money, and we understand that, and you have to charge.
Now, do artists and writers include low-income salsa dancers?
They certainly do. The better the salsa dancer, the more we want them to come and join us.
All this at the Santa Fe Art Institute. Diane Karp, thank you so much for joining us.
You're so welcome, and thank you for giving us the chance.
We're going to take another short break right now, and then we will be speaking of the arts. Please stay tuned. I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he's sitting in for Robert Knott, speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm tired.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Has it been a long week at the Pasa?
It's been a long week. I have a neighbor with a new puppy, and I have a sewage leak in my house, so things are, you know, difficult.
Maybe the puppy could help with the sewage leak.
I don't know. I think they're related somehow. I haven't been able to convince anyone of that, but.
So what's going on this weekend in Santa Fe?
You know, it's the last, basically last few days of March. April Fool's Day is coming up. I don't think anyone is playing any real jokes this weekend. Arts, you are? What are you going to do?
On April Fool's Day? I'm not telling.
You're not going to tell? I'm going to call in well. That's what I'm going to do.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. There's a few gallery openings this week. Blue Rain Gallery is actually having an opening tonight. Visions in Glass, too. They did this Visions in Glass, I think, in 2005. They had a similar show. But this is collaborative glass work with Preston Singletary and Tammy Garcia. And there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m., and that's downtown on Lincoln Avenue. And that shows up through April 15th. Let's see. New Concept Gallery is having an awesome show called Voices Against the War. It's a
yes,
group show.
We had them on the air the other day. I went to see that show when they were hanging it.
It is
actually awesome.
I know. I've seen a little bit of the work that you know that they've sent to me, and I'm actually really stoked for it. And I think there's actually a reading that is involved with that show
on Sunday.
That's right. It's on Sunday. Let's see. Where
and you
is
can
it?
Tell us at what time because I
okay.
Remember.
Here it is. Jonathan Richards and Bronwyn Denton Davis read poems and prose in conjunction with the Voices Against the War exhibit. That's at 6 p.m. on Sunday at the New Concept Gallery.
That's right.
Which is on Canyon Road, 610 Canyon Road. Call 795-7570. There's no charge for that, but there's a request for donation.
And then at the Verve Gallery tomorrow afternoon, Alan Pogue is going to be speaking about we had him on the air the other day too, about his documentary Photographs from Vietnam all the way to Iraq. And he will be there, I believe, from 2 to 4 in the afternoon at the Verve Gallery in Santa Fe, which is at 219 East Marcy Street.
That's right. And actually, there's a great story in the Pasatiempo today on page 22, if you pick that up. It's got a few photographs, but it's a great story. On the same day, Bill and Cheryl Jameson, my two favorite sort of local cookbook authors, are going to be signing copies of Around the World in 80 Dinners from 5 to 6 p.m. at Travel Bug Coffee Shop. You know, I just went into Travel Bug for the first time last week. What an awesome place. I didn't know you could have that many maps in one room.
Do you like maps?
I love
maps.
I'm a map nerd. I don't have any on my walls, but I sort of collect them.
Yeah.
You know, I have them stuffed in a corner with the blueprints of the Starship Enterprise. You know, I don't pull them out much, but
you have the blueprints of the Starship Enterprise?
Oh, of course.
My dog Milk looks like Jean-Luc Picard.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll show you. We've photoshopped a Starfleet uniform on him, and you can't even tell the difference.
Oh, my goodness. I want to get a doorbell that just says, make it so. What else is going on? Wise Fool New Mexico is doing a bunch of shows. I think over the next 6 weeks, they're doing 18 shows around New Mexico and Santa Fe and in Peñasco. And they're starting off the series on Friday and Saturday in Santa Fe with a show called A Look Inside, which is sort of an interactive puppet performance. And there's a show on tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Wise Fool Studios, 2778 Agua Fria Street. And then that show is repeated again on Saturday at 2 p.m. At the same location. And then in Peñasco on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Peñasco Theater, which is on Route 75 on the high road to Taos, they're doing the same show. If you go to www.wisefoolnm.org or call 992-2588, you can find out more about those performances. I love those guys. And actually, they're actually having a fundraising event at the Rail Yard Restaurant and Saloon on April Fool's Day. And I know this isn't a trick because they sent me a press release, and they wouldn't be mean to me. At 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, April 1st,
how could anyone be mean to you?
Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy. I'm a sucker. The Rail Yard Restaurant on April 1st is hosting the Feast of Fools, which is not only a dinner, but it's a Wise Fool is actually going to be performing. They're actually going to be putting some some hardware inside the restaurant. They're going to turn the whole venue into sort of an indoor dinner circus. And tickets, you get dinner. But if you want to make reservations, call 989-3396 or visit www.wisefoolnm.org/feast. And you can get more information on that dinner. I didn't have enough time to actually put it in the calendar because I didn't find out about it until the last minute.
Hey, how about this? Meow Wolf and Rainbow Vision present A Night with Dr. Leonard Schlain. That's tonight at 5:30 at Rainbow Vision's Oscar Wilde Conference Room. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty inexpensive, especially for those under 21. And Dr. Leonard Schlain is chairman of the laparoscopic surgery.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know.
Google it.
But while we're on the air. But he's author of three books, Art and Physics, The Alphabet and the Goddess, and Sex, Time, and Power. And his soon-to-be-released book is called Leonardo's Brain, The Left-Right Roots of Creativity. This is all about brain activity. Okay.
Wow. So it's sort of like the creative side and the analytical side and maybe?
And how all of that fits into the history of culture.
I'm going to Google
just put lap dog and see what happens.
All right. I got a last-minute call and email yesterday from somebody at Project Life Stories, who's actually presenting a play written and performed by Michelle Vest. And it's happening at the Center for Contemporary Arts at 8 p.m. on Saturday. And I believe there's going to be sort of music by Mariachi Buenaventura. Ooh. And that's 8 p.m. on Saturday at Center for Contemporary Arts, 1050 Old Pecos Trail, 982-1338. She just needed to get this out there so bad, and I felt so bad for her because someone told her the deadline for Pasatiempo, and it was wrong.
Oh.
The Pasatiempo deadline for Pasatiempo is actually 5 p.m. on Friday, 1 week prior to the desired publication date.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Right. What else? Oh, Santa Fe Community Orchestra. The ensemble's 25th anniversary continues on Sunday with a performance of music of Arturo Marquez, Alessandro Marcello, Brahms, I believe Puccini's in there somewhere, and others. 2:30 p.m., St. Francis Auditorium, New Mexico Museum of Art, 107 West Palace Avenue, 466-4879. There's no charge for that.
Yay. We like that. Mm-hmm. And let's see. We have this year's Santa Fe Festival, International Festival of Electroacoustic Music, this Friday and Saturday in the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space in the College of Santa Fe. And composer-in-residence Gordon Muma will be in concert Saturday at 8 o'clock, and a pre-concert talk will be at 6:45. Mm-hmm. And Ulrika Brand, cello and live electronics, and Olivia Block, piano and live electronics. The concert is Friday. I guess that would be today, at 8 o'clock. And Ulrika will be premiering a new piece of Stephen Miller's, and other works she will present as well. And for more information, check this out. sfifem.csf.edu. I guess that's Santa Fe Festival. Santa Fe International Festival of Electroacoustic Music. Anyway, you might want to Google that.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to do the internet's thing, you can call 473-6196.
Excellent.
And you can read a great story by Craig Smith in Pasatiempo on page 50 today.
Craig Smith.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. What else is going on? Santa Fe Concert Association's 71st season presents In the Mood, performance by the In the Mood Singers and Dancers with the String of Pearls Big Band Orchestra.
Mm.
That's a mouthful, but it sounds fun. It's sort of a 1940s
mouthful
music review.
Mouthful of pearls.
Let's not go there. 1940s music review is on Monday at 7:30 p.m. at the Lenzing Performing Arts Center. You can call 988-1234 for ticket information for that. Lots of poetry stuff going on this week. Lots of stuff. There's the the Poem Palooza, right?
Yes, the Poem Palooza. Talk about that.
That's happening on Thursday, the 3rd, It's the annual multimedia poetry event, and it's happening at 7 p.m. on Thursday at the Greer Garson Theater at the College of Santa Fe.
We have them on just about every year on this show, and we weren't able to schedule it this year because I guess Valerie was out of town when we could have had her on. But Valerie Martinez at the College of Santa Fe organizes this, and it is it's a kick.
Yeah, yeah. It's a kick, and there's a lot of sort of off-site events that are loosely tied into Poempalooza this year. There's one on Wednesday, the 2nd, called Sibling Rivalries, Spoken and Written Word Poetry and the Literary Tug of War. Panelists are going to explore the tensions between literary and spoken word poetry advocates at 7 p.m. on Wednesday at the College of Santa Fe Forum. And we were talking about this at work, and we thought, wouldn't it be cool if we could get sort of a cage match going between these two?
Can you say more about that?
I think it would liven things up a bit if we could, you know, not just a talk or a panel, but actually, you know, put some gloves on and duke it out. Find a winner. You can call 473-5243 to find out more about that event. And there's no charge, which is good.
That is good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that is going on, I got an email from Nora McMahon, and she's got a CD release party today, and that is at Back Road Pizza from 7 to 9. It's just titled her name, Nora McMahon, and it was recorded with John O'Manson.
Really?
Yeah.
But did he produce it, or is he actually on
it? I don't know. It just says, the CD was recorded with John O'Manson.
That's pretty cool.
I'm just reading what
Jono's
what
back
I
in
get.
Town, actually. He,
yeah, that's right.
He's got a new album out called November. I just listened to it the other day. It's awesome.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's good. What else? Jane Sauer Gallery is having an opening tonight. Bridging Traditions, Beadwork by Iri Imamura. And there's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. The show is up through April 15th. And there's a story on page 42 of today's Pasatiempo.
Excellent.
What else? What else is going on? Ooh. Bruce Dunlap and Dan Colton. Dan Colton's sort of this jazz bassist extraordinaire. And, of course, Bruce Dunlap, guitarist extraordinaire, are going to be performing tonight at Gig Performance Space at 7:30 p.m. They don't have a phone number. They don't really give me out their phone number, but they have a website, www.gigsantafe.com. You can find out more information about that concert and other events coming up there soon.
And then also tonight from, the Nrityagram Dance Ensemble, tonight at Body, mm-hmm. from 5 to 6, there's a dance class. From 7:30 to 8:30, there's a dance performance, and they're backed by popular demand. They're from southern India, and it's what they said was that it transports viewers to enchanted worlds of magic and spirituality with the sensuous flow of Odissi.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad you tackled that one because I was worried about mispronouncing it.
Oh, I was too.
But the dance ensemble that you just mentioned that I can't pronounce is also performing on Saturday the 29th at 7:30 p.m. at the Lenzing Performing Arts Center. And you can call 988-1234 to find tickets for that second show.
And also at Body of Santa Fe, tomorrow at 8 in the evening, Celebration of Life, Drumming, Healing, and Dance with Onye Maechi. And that's at 8 o'clock. And it's the soul of African culture. Onye brings the soul of African culture to create and teach a blend of the best of traditional and modern culture. You can call Body of Santa Fe for more information on all of these things, 986-1111, or you can go to bodyofsantafe.com.
Hey, do you two-step?
No.
No, I don't either. But if you do, on Saturday at the Silver Starlight Lounge at Rainbow Vision, they're having a Kick Up Some Dust Country and Western Dance with DJ Bill Ehler from 7 to 11:30 p.m. There is no particular charge, but there is a requested donation that benefits the Emerald City Foundation. You know what that is?
Does it have to do with the Land of Oz?
No. I believe it's a foundation that that offers, I think, medical help to seniors, I think.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. What else is happening? Oh, the Matador. My favorite bar in town. A little small. They don't take credit cards, but they have a lot of neat stuff going on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. On Tuesday, Tim Jagg, local artist, performance artist guy, he's sort of a DJ, calls himself DJ Prairie Dog. He's going to be spinning honky-tonk, blues, rockabilly, psychobilly and surf rock and whatnot on Tuesdays from 8 to 11 p.m. every Tuesday. And then on Wednesdays, Funhouse, which is sort of DJ Ali Al spins punk, dance, and glam rock. It's 8 p.m.
Cool. Hey, on a completely different note, there's a lecture at the School for American Research on Thursday, the 3rd of April, and the lecture is titled Do Glaciers Listen? Remembering the Little Ice Age by cultural anthropologist Julie Cruikshank. And she is focusing on past global climate change and human adaptation through oral histories from the First Nations people who recorded climate change in northwestern North America from 1550 to 1850. And that period is called the Little Ice Age, and actually that period remains vivid in oral histories transmitted among indigenous communities in the area of Alaska.
Wow.
Yeah, who knew?
That actually sounds like a fun deal.
And that is on Thursday, the 3rd of April at 7:30 at the James A. Little Theater in the New Mexico School for the Deaf right here in Santa Fe.
Have you seen Enchanted April yet? Have you been out to see the play?
I haven't. Have you?
No, I haven't. But we're in luck because they've actually extended the playtime. So instead of, it was supposed to sort of close, I think, on Sunday, but they've extended the show until the 6th of April.
Excellent.
So there's a show on Friday, today, and there's a show on Saturday, and there's a show on Sunday, and there's a show on Thursday. And the Thursday shows are pay what you wish, or, you know, which is a good deal.
Hey, tonight, Avi's Mambo Room returns to the Santa Fe Brewing Company. That's tomorrow, right. Actually. Tomorrow, the 29th of March. From 7 to 8, there's a salsa class, which is free with paid admission. And then from 8:30 until midnight, there is salsa with a New York vibe. And at 10 o'clock, a dance performance by Tony and Haley of Mambo Fay. There's door prizes and so much more. Salsa at the Santa Fe Brewing Company. I went, they had a live band there several weeks ago. They had Yvonne Ulibarri, and it was great.
At
the Santa Fe Brewing
Company.
Believe it or not, yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. They're doing a great benefit show on the 4th of April. At 7 p.m. at the brewing company called Soul of Santa Fe. It's a benefit concert for youth shelters and family services. And if you're a fan of local hip-hop, Rubiksu's going to be there. The Tubers are going to be there. Sapphire's going to be there. La Junta and DJ Seamless. That show kicks off at 7 on April 4th at the Santa Fe Brewing Company. You can actually get tickets at the Lensic for this. So you can call 988-1234 to find out more about that. I wrote about it in my Soundwaves column today.
And there's an event at Spondorama Yoga Studio. They send me their information. Dave Stringer is a musician and singer, and he will be doing chanting, kirtan, chanting, and devotional music. It's a family event on Sunday at 7:30 at Spondorama Yoga Studio at 815 A Early Street. For more details, 989-1288.
Have you ever been to the Bumblebee's Grill?
Uh-huh.
Downtown?
Yeah.
During the jazz, when they do the jazz?
A little bit, yeah.
On Saturday, it's a weekly event. On Saturdays from 6 to 9 p.m., John Trentacosta and friends do jazz over there. It's a really neat scene. I think they tried it for a little while at the Southside location, and it just didn't work. It was sort of like listening to mariachi at McDonald's. There was something really wrong about it.
Hmm.
But downtown, it's a little cozier. You know, I'm a fan of the food, but to have the music there and not have to pay for it downtown is a good deal.
Hey, did you mention that Round Mountain is going to be playing at the Santa Fe Brewing Company on Thursday, the 3rd of April?
I was going to, but no, I didn't.
Oh, well, I just did. And it's at 6:30, and there's a small cover, and Round Mountain is brothers Robbie and Char Rothschild, and bassist John Gagan.
You ever get your karaoke on? Come on, you know you do.
I do totally do not.
Oh, please.
Only in my car at home when nobody's listening.
Oh, okay. I'm the karaoke king, by the way.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Do you do it at the bowling alley?
I used to do it at the bowling alley. I used to do it at Fox's before they closed. And then I did it a couple of times at the bowling alley, but I don't really do it there anymore. But
what's your favorite song to sing, Rob Duvall?
Well, there's two. There's Ben by Michael Jackson, which I actually do in the upper octave range.
Really?
And then You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Not the original version, the re-recorded erasure version of that song.
What do you mean?
It's just a different version of the song by a different group. And I also do a lot of old classics, but I sing them like Elvis Presley.
Whatever it takes, I say.
But the gals that used to do the karaoke over at Fox's now do it at Tiny's on a regular basis.
Wow, and when's the next one?
There's two this week. There's one on Saturday, and there's one on Thursday, and that's from 8 p.m. to midnight on both nights. There's no cover. It's Showcase Karaoke with Nancy and Cindy. Cutest gals, sweetest gals on the planet. And they do that every other week at Tiny's. They're there all the time.
Hey, we didn't mention this. In the Dean's Lecture Series at St. John's College, Emily Rena Dozier is giving a lecture titled The Ethics of Laughter in Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. It's Wednesday, the 2nd of April at 3 o'clock in the Junior Common Room in this Peterson Student Center at St. John's College.
Wow. There's a museum benefit in Taos this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's a lecture and reading by John Nichols, author of The Milagro Beanfield War, and they're also going to be screening the film. That starts at 7 p.m. on Friday, which is today, at Taos Community Auditorium at the Taos Center for the Arts. That's 133 Paseo del Pueblo Norte. There's a charge for it, but it's a benefit for La Hacienda de los Martinez and E.L. Blumenschein Home and Museum. And you can pick tickets up at a couple of locations in Taos, or you can call 575-758-9468 for more info on that.
And close to home here, right here on KSFR Santa Fe, Camp Lovewave's neo-economist Jim Smith returns this Saturday, that's tomorrow morning, to discuss how the Iraq War is hurting our economy, the euro versus dollar and gold, and the truth behind the Elliott Spitzer fiasco. And that's at 10 o'clock in the morning on KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station.
Sounds juicy. Eddie Izzard is coming to town.
I know.
Are you going to go?
Hey, that guy is wild.
Well, it's a
comedian, for those who haven't heard of him.
There's a picture of the Pasta Tiempo today in the calendar section of Eddie Izzard smoking a cigarette in a pair of panties and a bra. And I sort of discovered after the fact that he's put most of his drag clothes in the closet and sort of leaves those at home now.
So he's back in the closet.
I think so. You know, back in the 90s, he was wearing a lot of drag on stage, but not so much anymore.
Really? So
I still don't think it's one of those shows that you would take the kids to, but you know.
No, you will not take the kids.
It's Eddie Izzard. Every time I turn on the TV, there's a movie with him in it now. But his stand-up routine is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, if you don't like frenetic, fast-paced, high-pitched, high-energy, don't go.
Right, right, exactly. Or, there's some cussing, too.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, at Collected Works Bookstore today at 5 o'clock, author Henry Shookman, author of The Lost City, and we had him on the air this week, too, will be doing a reading and book signing, and the book is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fabulous.
You had him on.
I had him on.
The other day. English fellow.
Yes.
Yes. I listened to that. It was wonderful. Manitou Galleries on Saturday. Sculptor Star Liana York is going to be revealing some clay molds for some bronzes that she's working on right now. And there is a reception from 2 to 5 p.m. on Saturday the 29th. And her sculptures, that show is going to be up through April 15th. And on the same day, Charles Ketchum, the pianist, is going to be performing at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe on Barcelona Road. You can call 473-9203 to find out more information about that. You like George Burns?
Yes.
Yeah. I miss him.
I do, too.
I miss him.
Burns and Allen used to be on at late night reruns when I was very, very small, and I loved that show.
Yeah. I didn't really, of course, I was a kid, so I didn't really know who he was or his background or anything, but I fell in love with the man when I saw Oh God. And after that, it was, Morgan Freeman has taken over the God role, and he's going to be God forever in the movies now. There's a guy named Dean Hinman who...
Wasn't George Burns the one who said, I knew Doris Day before she was a virgin?
I knew Doris Day before she was a virgin? It could be. I just remember him from other things, but...
I think it was he who said that. I can't remember. It's a great quote, whoever said it. Anyway, what, why are you talking about George Burns?
There's a guy named Dean Hinman who does an impersonation act of the late comic. And on at 7 p.m. on Saturday the 29th, at the Center for Spiritual Living at 505 Camino de los Marques, he's going to be performing. And if you call 583-5022, you can get ticket information about that.
And it's time to go now, unfortunately, but don't forget the marvelous theaters in Santa Fe, the Screen at the College of Santa Fe, the Cinematheque at the CCA, and the Santa Fe Film Center on St. Michael's Drive, not to mention all the multiplexes. We've got incredible movies happening all the time, and if you don't feel like doing any of this other live stuff, you can always check that out as well. Hey, we didn't talk, did we talk about Macbeth?
No, we didn't.
Macbeth.
Macbeth.
Real quick.
Macbeth, Friday. The Art and Players present Shakespeare's play at 8 p.m. at the Third Rail Theater at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe.
There we have it.
All right.
So that's
well,
this weekend.
It's this weekend. It's
next weekend.
Friday and Saturday.
And Sunday matinee.
And Sunday matinee.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. And you're the calendar guy.
I'm the calendar girl.
You're the calendar girl.
That's right.
I love my little calendar girl. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Laurel Reynolds for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta, broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company. My name is Mary Charlotte. Hey, guess what the next week is? It's the fabulous KSFR Fun Drive.
Yay!
Which is, you know, don't turn off your radios. No, on the other hand, au contraire, turn them on, because I do a lot of my very best programming during the Fun Drive. We have so much fun. We talk about dogs and cats. We talk about serious things. We talk about unserious things. We give you the opportunity to participate in keeping this radio station on the air.
When does it start?
This Sunday.
This Sunday.
But keep your radio dialed tuned on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe Monday through Friday of next week. And after that, into eternity. See you later.
Good night, Gracie.
Good night.